We're up to the 8th chapter of the Chafetz Chaim, the 4th paragraph, page Kuf Samach Gimel. Vida, says the Chafetz Chaim, and I want you to know, the Isur Sipur Lashon Hara Hu Afilu Al Ma'aretz. The prohibition of saying Lashon Hara is even about someone who is not learned. Ki Gam Hu Bichlal Am Hashem V'Tzivotav Shotziyah Mimitzayim. Just because someone is not learned doesn't mean he's any less. He's also part of Hashem's people. He's also part of the people Hashem took out of Egypt. So he says, first of all, just because someone's maybe not learned doesn't allow us to talk badly about them. And certainly if they are learned, so then when you speak badly about him, so then you're doing even worse, because our sages said, or say, just say, anyone who speaks after a Talmud Chacham, even after they're deceased, then Hashem takes them to task. And we have a mitzvah also to respect people who are learned in Torah. So if a person speaks Lashon Hara, they can very easily also fall prey to that error of mocking someone who's learned. The Talmud tells us a lot of details about how weighty it is if someone has mocked someone who has learned Torah. And it's also ruled in the Shulchan Aruch that that's part of what the Pasuk commands us, Kidvar Hashem Baza, that Hashem says, if a person mocks the word of Hashem, the teaching of Hashem, so then Hashem says, I'll take him to task. And Chazal said, part of mocking the teaching of Hashem is mocking those who teach the word of Hashem. Achayetzara Mesit L'Adam. Why does the Chafetz Chaim have to talk about this? Because the way we are is that we do have this natural weakness. People want to say, yeah, those were the rabbis of once upon a time. Those are the sages in the days of the Talmud. They were very smart. But in our days, no, they're not on that level, so it's not such a big deal if we speak badly about them. Says Chafetz Chaim, it's not true. We just look at the generation and we say, in your generation, is he considered someone learned? Is he considered a Talmid Chacham? So that's called the Talmid Chacham in your day. Says Chafetz Chaim, in our day, in his day, says the Chafetz Chaim, what's called the Talmid Chacham? Can he answer your halachic questions? Does he work hard to know Torah? That's called the Talmid Chacham. And if someone says even something small against him, even when he's not present, but he wants to put him down, so then he should know it's a serious offense, and technically there's a grave punishment for it that he's responsible for, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch. There was a rabbi who was once giving a speech, and someone got up in the middle of the speech and started putting down the rabbi and speaking against him. The rabbi let him finish what he said and then ignored what he said and finished his speech. When davening finished, he called the person over and he opened the Shulchan Aruch and he said to him, here's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If someone shames a Talmid Chacham publicly, it says that the Talmid Chacham is supposed to tell him, I am hereby putting a rabbinic curse on you, and you're in halachic ostracization. He said, technically, that's what I should have answered you when you spoke that way in front of the crowd trying to mock me. He said, you could disagree with me. You don't have to stand up in the middle of my speech and start putting me down and mocking me. But I didn't. He said, you should just know that that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't tell you I'm cursing you. I'm not. I didn't tell you this halach. I'm just telling you you should be aware. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is quoting here. And certainly if the person is actually one of the people who give the halachic rulings of the city, so then certainly then it's even more weighty if a person mocks him. You have to respect the person who's the chacham, who's the sage of the city. You have to respect them. I once was visiting in a town and they had a question in meat and milk. So they asked me, I said, you have a rabbi here, why are you asking me? There's a rabbi in this city. So we have this concept that we show reverence, we show respect to the halachic authority in a city that we're in. I had numerous times, the previous rabbi of Kochav Yaakov, Rav Bochko, gives his rulings primarily based on Chacham Ovadia. That's Sephardi. I'm Ashkenazi, and much of what I've learned is based on the teachings of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So very often I'd be giving a class in halacha, and I'd say halacha, and I'd quote the source, and I'd quote the response of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and I'd finish saying what I'd have to say. Someone would raise their hand and say, an hour ago, Rabbi Bochko gave a class in halacha and said the exact opposite in the name of Chacham Ovadia. I said, okay, I got it. He's the technically he's the rabbi of the yeshuv. I said, if that's what he said, fine. I'm not arguing with that. There's a certain respect we're supposed to show to people of a position, and it's more so, says the Chafetz Chaim, if it's the person who's responsible for the halacha of the city, so for sure it's even more weighty if a person says things that are deriding of the person. You have to respect him. You're relying on his rulings. You're using his eruv. You're using his mikvah. People would sometimes ask me, do you rely on Rabotchko? And I'd say, what do you mean? We're all carrying based on his Eruf. The mikveh everyone's using is based on the kashrus of the whole city is him. What kind of question is that? And that's what Chafetz Chaim says. If he's the one responsible for the rulings of the city, that means we're all relying on him. What happens when you try to put him down? You tell people, you know, I was there when, and you try to say a story that'll put him down. So then people are going to feel he's less, and then they're going to stay further away from learning the mitzvos. What are people going to say? If they have an argument, instead of going to him and asking him, what's the halacha, they'll say, why should we go to him? Why should we go to him? He's not going to be go between on us. And then what happens? Each one says, I'll decide what the halacha is, and then you have more fights in the city. So the Chafetz Chaim says, we have a prohibition of Lashon Hara, and the prohibition applies whether a person is learned in Torah or not. But we have to understand that when we put down people who learn Torah, there's a massive harm that's being caused. Because then people feel like they're not going to go and ask him questions, and then people end up doing whatever they think is right, and then you have more fights, and then you have people doing things that are wrong. And that's a very important rule. They asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, why is it that in his house all his children came out big learned people? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said he thinks the one thing that he did that affected his children to end up all being learned in Torah is that at his table, whenever they'd have a meal, he would never allow people to speak about putting down any rabbi. He would say that shouldn't be a conversation at our table. So sometimes you'll say, but there are signs outside and there are people saying this and people saying that. Why do I have to discuss it? Students know that very often they've asked me questions. You know, I heard so-and-so you really shouldn't listen to. And so-and-so I've heard they say such and such about. And I always say, why are you listening? Why do we have to hear that? Why is that important to us? Why is it relevant to us? There's so much good we could be working with. Why do we have to be a part of that negativity? Is it right? Is it not right? Is it relevant to me? Do I need to know? Is it anything that pertains to me? It's not. So people like talking. I shouldn't be one of the people that like talking. Certainly not negative things. And certainly not about people that are hopefully doing teaching and responsible for giving over the Torah. Are they more correct? Are they less correct? I don't know. I'm not saying we should be... I'm not saying we should just foolishly, blindly accept everyone as being perfect. I'm saying we don't have to deal with it. If it's not relevant to me, it's not my issue, so then why should I be a part of it? I'm not saying everyone's perfect, believe it or not. Not everyone's perfect, and we all make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes can be grave. That's part of being human. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't perfect either. David HaMelech wasn't perfect either, and yet they were still giants of Jewish history. I'm not saying people are perfect. I am saying we have a choice what we focus on. And when we spread rumors or we're very interested in reading the last post of what they're saying so-and-so did, sometimes we're hurting our whole perspective of Torah. And it's a perspective we have to build, and it's a question of how our family runs. And every so often there's a whole big scandal here in the neighborhood. There's a rabbi that a woman claimed was inappropriate towards her. And so for 2 years, everyone was talking about it until they decided it was all a lie. But what did they gain out of those 2 years? I'm saying it's not only ruining his reputation, it's ruining people's perspective of Torah. For 2 years, people were walking around, and if you're talking about a person who you think is, until now you thought he was representing Torah, and now you're saying, no, he's really not what you thought he was. So then you walk away and you say, maybe everyone's not what I think they are. Who should I respect? Why should I look positively? What ends up happening? A person takes 2 steps back from the Torah. Him, the people they talk to. And sometimes it's not even true. Unfortunately, it's not always not even true, right? We know that not everyone's always appropriate, and that's also true. But at the end of the day, we have to choose what we spend our life talking about, looking at, focusing on, speaking about. And that's our responsibility. And that's what Chafetz Chaim says. It's not just a question of Lashon Hara. It also impacts our perspective and people around us, their perspective on Torah at large.